Today on Press TV, the Egyptian capital Cairo is the scene of a showdown between supporters and ousted President Mohamed Morsi and his opponents. This, as Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood has said they will not recognize interim authorities unless the ousted president is reinstated. Morsi was forced out of office by the army last week. A car bomb blast hits a Shia neighborhood in the Lebanese capital Beirut, injuring over 50 people. Several cars and buildings were damaged. Caretaker Premier Najib Mikati has condemned the attack, saying it was meant to foment unrest in the country. No person or group has claimed responsibility for the attack yet. Russia's UN envoy has handed over evidence to the world body which shows that insurgents in Syria had used a chemical weapon near Aleppo in March. Vitaly Cherkin said Russian experts gathered evidence from the scene of attack at Khan al-Asal. The US had blamed the Syrian government for the chemical attack. An Afghan soldier has opened fire on US-led troops at Kandahar airfield in southern Afghanistan, killing one and injuring five others. The shooter is in custody and being questioned. The coalition of foreign forces has also confirmed the attack, which is the latest in the string of so-called green-on-blue attacks. Also in Afghanistan, a roadside bomb explosion in the western province of Herat has killed at least 17 people. Reports say Taliban militants planted the bomb along a village road. The bomb hit a cart carrying 12 women, 4 children and a man. All of them were killed in the blast. Around 30,000 inmates across the U.S. state of California have initiated an indefinite hunger strike. Prisoners at 11 state facilities began refusing meals early Monday in what could become the largest hunger strike in the state's history. Inmates hope the move could help improve prison conditions. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says unemployment in Europe has worsened in May. The OECD's monthly data shows the jobless rate in the Eurozone edged up to more than 12% in May. It adds that 48.5 million people went without jobs in the 34 OECD states in May. In Spain, a media report has accused Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy and other top politicians of receiving illicit payments. The financial documents published by El Mundo on Tuesday show Rajoy got 42,000 euros when serving as a minister between 1997 and 1999. Those are latest here on Press TV.